Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog Indiana.
Life finds a way.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one, because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to episode 1 of Beer with Geeks, the podcast where we reminisce about our geeky childhoods with our ungeeky beer. I'm Tim.
And I'm Frank.
And today we will be discussing a very important topic in our lives. Go ahead, Frank.
All right, so there's been a lot of superhero movies out recently. The last couple of years have been full of superhero movies.
No, you're lying. That's not true. I didn't just watch Spider-Man 2 today.
God's honest truth.
For the millionth time. Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Okay, I was going to say, was it Toby or Andrew?
It came out on iTunes today, so I was like, that's what I'm going to be doing with my afternoon since I'm on vacation. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, like it was not as bad as I remembered from the theater. I was actually...
I had some thoughts on that. I'll have to rewatch it as well.
Again. Yeah, it wasn't as bad the second time. Cool. I think I was prepared for Jamie Foxx's for Jamie Foxx this time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so it was actually quite enjoyable. I liked it a lot. But anyway, today,
so we're gonna go back to some of the earliest superhero stuff that we grew up watching. And that is the early 2000s Justice League and Justice League Unlimited cartoons.
Yes, and it was because they were amazing. Although, okay, do you remember the first time you saw it?
I didn't see it when it first aired.
Okay.
I did not see it when it first aired. So yes, I do, because it was a bit later.
Okay. I remember watching it when the first episode aired.
Yeah.
And I had this, I was a weird child. Well, an understatement of the century, I was a weird nerdy child because I didn't watch Bruce Timm's Batman animated series all the time. I watched a good chunk of it, but Spider-Man on Fox was on at the same time. Mm. And so that actually grabbed my attention more.
Which is interesting because now you're like
that. I'm a bigger Batman fan. Yeah. But, so that was interesting, but when it flopped over to WB in its fourth season, that's when I really started watching that one. And I loved, you know, the whole design. He was all black with the gray, and he didn't have the yellow oval or anything like that. And then Batman Beyond came out, and I remember watching the first episode when it was on at like 8 o'clock at night. It was this big deal premiere, and in the first 5 minutes, Batman almost uses a gun. And then he's like, and then he's old, and then it's this kid, and like as a kid, I'm like, this show is stupid. I'm never watching this show. And then I didn't watch the show. I literally didn't. Every so often I'd catch it, and I like eventually warmed up to it when you hear like, oh, Mr. Freeze is going to be on, and you're like, sweet Mr. Freeze. And then so like that's how the show kind of got me in, was going back to the old villains. So. When Justice League started, I was like, yes, we're going back to awesome Batman.
Right.
It's going to be great. And so it starts off, and he's got super long ears, and he's blue again. And I'm like, no, the show is stupid. I'm not going to watch it.
So prejudicial.
I am really, really stringent on my looks for The Dark Knight.
That's interesting. That's very interesting. We had similar opinions on those things.
Did you? Kids. Oh, really? Tell me. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, just in that I used to be very, very like, no, This is what happens in the story. And if you change it at all, if it's anything is different than what I know, if it's not just like a copy of everything that I've already seen retold, that's stupid.
Wow, that's so unique for a geek.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, I know.
Never know.
But you know, it's like the kind of thing where, like, when I was a kid, that was like a huge deal. But now it's like, all right, you know, it's I want to see a new story. I want to see the same story all the time.
Right.
I've loosened up on, like, all right, it's a different interpretation of the same story, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Yeah. I've, like, to the point in which I'm like, it's almost sad to, like, Dolph Lundgren as the Punisher, and you don't call him the Punisher, nor does he wear a skull. Sure, I'll watch that movie. Like, I gotta go back a little bit. Like,
yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I think I'm still more superhero conservative than you are, I guess, in a way, where I'm still sort of like, well, but there are still some things that, like, it needs to have, and there are some things that I'm like, I have a problem with that, but as a kid, totally, I would totally
the
costume wasn't right or whatever, I'd be like, no,
Batman's costume was not right. Therefore, I did not like mm-hmm. it, and I mean, it also had. I mean, it was the Justice League, and I wasn't a stranger to reading comic books. Like, I know aliens are a thing in this world, but for some reason, I was like, this show has aliens and Batman's in it, and I don't want to watch it. Again, like...
Because that makes sense.
Because that makes sense to me. Like, that's a problem. No, oh my god. No, that didn't make any sense. Although I did read later, or watch that, they redesigned Batman to look more like Batman Beyond...
So that it would
see the transition, the progression of the stories in chronological order.
That makes a lot of sense.
Which was awesome when you say it like that. But at me, as a, I don't know when I was, maybe like, I don't know, the show came out like 14 years ago. So
yeah.
I don't know, however old I was 14 mm-hmm. years ago. You'll never know my age, listeners. That's not true. I'm 27. So I was just so, at that age, I was just like, no.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And then, like, I don't know if I had... I think I had a problem with Wonder Woman for some reason, too. I can't remember.
Really?
Maybe, like, her shoehorned origin or something like that into the story. I can't quite remember my reasoning.
Interesting. For me, for a lot of those heroes, it was kind of my first real look at their origin stories. And it was my first look at Wonder Woman's origin story, like, really, really seeing it. I knew it from, like, hearsay, from, like, oh, yeah, like, this is how she started. Like, you hear it, but it was my first, like, depiction of it.
Oh, okay.
And same with...
She was a baby made out of mud.
Yeah. I mean, and now having actually read some comics on it, it's like, oh, that's a little oversimplified. But you know, yeah. But...
Literally, especially the new 52
one. Yeah. Just finished reading that. So good.
Did you
caught up? Yeah.
Did you? Oh, I actually did catch up too, because Cliff Chang finally came back. And
yes. We reached the promised land.
He's back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. And they're over in October though,
because
the Finches are taking over, which I'm not totally.
I know.
Whatever.
That was my first exposure to her origin story, to Martian Manhunter's origin story.
Yep.
I really
only knew him because of the Justice League Sega game.
Oh.
It was a.
I never played that game.
I can't remember what it was called for the life of me. It was maybe it was just Justice League, but you faced Darkseid.
Yeah.
And he like showed up at the beginning and it was like, I know your fantasies. And you're like, Darkseid, what are you talking about? that was a good game. That was Superman at the mullet and like,
that almost sounds like Jor-El. This is no fantasy. Yeah.
This Rolex I'm wearing, I put you in the crib, Superman. This is no... Couldn't be bothered to take 10 seconds and take it off your wrist, stupid Marlon Brando. Whatever.
Kal-El, Halal, Ralph, whatever your name
is. Whatever your name is. Just give me my $1 million. I need to be on my... I need to go make Citizen Kane 2. I wasn't even in the first one. So it wasn't until... I don't think it was until Justice League Unlimited. Mm-hmm. I would say Justice League Unlimited mm-hmm. that I actually got into the show.
Yeah.
So it was like 2 seasons worth.
Yeah.
Although I also remember thinking, like, I had never in my life heard of Jon Stewart before that show.
Oh, me neither. And I fell in love with that character.
He's the best.
Oh, my God.
He's awesome. But when he shows up the first time, you're like, where's my white guy?
Yeah. where's Green Lantern?
Where's Green Lantern? Who is this guy? He's awesome, but who is this guy? Mm-hmm. I had no, because when we were growing up, I think at that point, Kyle Rayner had already taken over. And I knew who Hal Jordan was. I don't know how I knew who Hal Jordan was. To be honest, I don't know where that entered my consciousness.
Me neither. It's just one of, I don't even know where, like I said, those origin stories, like, you hear them? I had heard them, people had said them, but I don't remember. I couldn't tell you who.
Yeah.
No. I couldn't tell you who, like, I guess, like, friends in school or whatever. I don't know.
I guess so. No. I don't know. But I know, I do know the super, the Bruce Timm Superman animated series.
Yeah.
That Green Lantern episode.
That's right.
Which, yeah, everyone forgets about.
But it was
Kyle Rayner with Hal Jordan's origin.
Yes.
Yeah, except that he, instead of being a fighter pilot, he was an artist and he was at the Daily Planet, but it was like, it was Hal's origin. Yeah. Oh, man. I haven't watched that in a long time.
Me neither.
So we will be talking about that show later.
You better. Absolutely.
But I didn't know this at the time, but I do know that Tim Daly was not Superman in Justice League.
Yes, I did not notice at the time either.
Yeah, it was.
Yes.
I can't remember his real name, but he plays Brian McKenzie in Father of the Bride. He plays like the fiance. That's how I, because I remember
being. That guy?
Yes, that guy. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so like, that's how I actually, like, I know that voice. When I was older, I'm like, oh my God, like,
Superman.
It's Superman. Yeah, I can't remember his name for the life of me now.
Right.
But it's okay. But I didn't get into the show until they expanded the lineup. It was like one of those things that brought me back into watching the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which then, at that time, was just so many people.
It was huge.
It was awesome.
It really was unlimited. Like, you never knew who they were going to bring in. It would be Vic Sage one week. It would be, you know, Green Arrow another week. I mean, it would be, you go from the obscure to the well-known.
Yep.
And
then they really started forming their, I mean, they had formed their own continuity obviously before, but then when they really, like, the Huntress is hooking up with the Question, so this is really going to get interesting. Like,
that's right.
Yeah. Actually, one of my favorite episodes of that whole, the whole run of the show, it's called Date Night.
Double Date. That's my favorite.
That's my favorite. Yes. Green Arrow, Black Canary, and the Huntress and the Question.
Yep, that's my favorite episode.
Tobias Whale. Yeah, that episode is awesome. My favorite is when they're going, when Green Lantern is on the back of the motorcycle and Black Canary is in the front.
Green Arrow, yeah. You say Green Lantern. It's fine.
I see Green Lantern. Yeah, okay. And then they're like going along the train tracks on the motorbike, and he's like, "Are we dead yet?" And she's like, "What are we dead yet?" Like, it's so funny. Written by Gail Simone.
I know.
Which is just awesome.
Which I didn't know at the time. Obviously,
I don't think I knew who she was.
No, but
she
later
was writing Birds of Prey at that time. I think that was the line just about.
That makes sense. Yeah. It's around the same time frame. But when I did find that, I was like, well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What a great... That's one of my favorite episodes. I got a couple. That one, it's funny, because the episodes that are just like boom, boom, smash, smash, I don't really care. Not so great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are some very, very well-written, well-thought-out, well-plotted episodes with good character development. Like, for an animated show that was essentially, you know, a Saturday morning cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
It had some episodes had some real substance to them.
I think the second season of Justice League Unlimited had the Cadmus over arc,
where they
brought Doomsday and Amanda Waller, and it had this whole big thing. And it was, I don't want to say it was adult, because it, like, adult kind of dictates almost like the new DC animated movies they're putting out now, but it was definitely, I don't know if I really would have enjoyed that at the age group it was really aiming for.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like that would have been tough if you were like 10 or younger. Like, it would have been
Oh, man. That was a great season, though. I still watch that.
That's fantastic.
It was so good. I think that was actually, Double Date is actually in that season.
I think you're right.
In that season. But when Amanda Waller is showering and Batman shows up and he like hands her the towel and he's like, "We need to talk."
Batman had some great moments, and that's like,
really does.
They clearly had a passion for writing for Batman in that show, because just so many great like one-liners.
He had the best one-liners. Yeah,
"I can't fly."
at all. Darkheart, that's one of my favorites. Darkheart actually, that one had a lot of great moments, and not just from Batman, but like, I need some air support, because I can't fly. At all. That would be good. But so it's actually Ray Palmer that makes that episode for me. Because that when he's in the Petri dish at the beginning,
yes.
And he's like, he's much bigger now, Katie. Of course I blame this on you. Like, why? Oh, because then it would be my fault. Then that can't be right. When he like beats the thing or whatever, and he's like, I'm going to lie down now, Katie. I'm old and get tired easy. Like, it's just so funny. Oh, it's hilarious. So funny. Played by, I'm bad with names today. I'm usually good at this. Played by Dr. Cox on Scrubs.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. John C. McGinley.
Yeah, John C. McGinley, yep. Who played Metallo in Superman, Batman, Public Enemies.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, for like the three lines that he had in movie, but still.
Yeah, yeah. Great actor. And as well as that show did humor, it did the drama really, really well, too, like the dark stuff. Like, there's that the two-parter, the Batman Beyond two-parter. I must have Batman Begins.
That the one where they go into the future, yes. They go to the Wild West in the first part, and then they go, yes, that had some pretty, actually, that did have some dark moments. Oh, because that's right, because Terry dies.
Exactly.
Spoilers, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. At this point, like, I'm sorry, I haven't said spoilers before, but at this point, but I forgot he dies. Wow, that was dark.
Yeah, there is some dark, again, like going back to, it kind of makes me wonder, they must have known, it was on Cartoon Network, right?
Yeah.
So they must have, I think they knew that their audience skewed a little older.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
totally.
And there was some stuff there. I mean, they like you said, it wasn't as far as like the DC animated universe goes with like actually you can actually see blood sometimes and there's like, you know, actual some serious stuff goes on. But it didn't go that far, but it's still skewed a little more adult than you would expect a Saturday morning cartoon or something like that.
Well, that season did, but then they pulled it back
in the
last season, which I think the show really suffered at that point. It didn't, I mean, I don't know where you would have gone from there necessarily, but you know, it's not my job to come up with those things, so I don't put too much thought into it. But I mean, they really pulled it back. But in some ways, I'm grateful because did you ever see The Great Brain Robbery? You see that episode?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that just when Flash and Luther swap brains. Oh, fantastic. I love that episode. Oh, are you gonna wash your hands? No, because I'm evil.
Michael Rosenbaum
playing the Flash, playing Lex Luthor as he was playing Lex Luthor.
Yep.
But a different Lex Luthor was great.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
No, because I'm evil.
Yeah. Oh, man. He was a great Flash.
Yeah.
He really was.
A great Wally West.
Yeah, he was.
Great, great Wally West.
They have him play Barry sometimes in new animated movies, and now.
Yeah, it's not the same.
It's not the same.
And I like Barry. I do like Barry, but it's just like the, you know, he is Wally to me.
Yeah.
He is Wally to me.
It's like you hear Kevin Conroy, you hear... It's right. Actually, these shows, really, when I read a comic, these are the voices that I hear.
That's exactly it. And that's something that, like, I think our entire... I've been lucky enough that I've gone to a couple of, like, the they've had premieres of some of the DC animated movies with, like, a panel discussion afterwards.
I forgot you've been to some of those. Which ones did you go to?
I went to Superman, Batman, Public Enemies... And I went to...
Was Ray Palmer there?
No, he was not.
Shoot!
Kevin Conroy was there. And Tim Daly was there. I went to one other that I can't remember right at the moment. But
fun fact about Tim Daly, I don't know if I've
ever shared this. Also, Superman went to that too.
Oh, cool. I don't know if I've ever shared this. My mom's best friend, who is a professional actor in New York, who you've met, but
I have,
he will remain nameless on the show. But he went to school with Tim Daly.
No way.
They knew each other in acting school.
Oh,
they were
crazy.
All in the same class together. Although he was like a few years younger. I can't remember exactly, but yeah, they like he's like, oh, yeah, I know him. Yeah.
That's insane.
Isn't that insane?
That's so
cool. Different paths. I mean, he went to go do television and voice acting and whatever else, and my friends and my mom's friends are stage actors, so it's a different world.
But yeah, but that's so cool. That's a cool connection.
Isn't that a cool connection? Yeah. It's like a connection that I'm like I care about. Like,
yeah.
That's as close as I'm getting.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, sorry. I've been lucky enough to go to those events, and people have said in the Q&A, like, you know, Kevin, you know, whenever I read a Batman comic, yours is the voice I hear for Batman.
Yeah. And Kevin Smith says that all the time.
Yeah. A lot of people say that. And it's, I think that is pretty much, you know, ubiquitous for our generation. I think that most people who grew up watching these shows,
you hear,
those are the voices you hear. Those are the mannerisms you picture. And that's, you know, that's,
yep,
that is our concept of that character, or of those characters.
It is so true. Well, I 2 points on this. One is that Scott Snyder, the guy who writes Batman now, grew up on that show too, and he said the same thing. Yep. He's like, that's my Batman. That's who I imagine is in the stories that I'm writing.
Yep.
And so, which is probably why I really enjoy what he's writing, because I'm like, I connect with the way that he writes that character, because that's what we watch
for years and years. Of
course. But then on top of that, I was just playing Arkham Origins, the third in the Arkham game. I had some time to kill, and my friend borrowed it, gave it back. When I plugged it in, it was like, downloadable content, cold heart, or whatever. And I was like, oh, the Mr. Freeze downloadable content I haven't played yet. So I'm playing it, and I'm going through it, and I'm like, holy crap, these guys were fans of the show. Like, because the characters, just the few characters that you come across in it, and then the way that they tell his origin, whatever else, it's basically the Mr. Freeze animated series origin. Not just like, oh, Nora. Yeah. And like, oh, it's not just that. But, well, one, it's the guy who voices him.
Mm.
All this stuff. But, like, I can't remember the name. There's two big Mr. Freeze episodes in the original Iron Man show. One.
In the Batman.
Yeah. One was the first one, Emmy Award winning one. Heart of Ice, and then it was the other one in which, like, this, like, rich old tycoon basically wants to, like, become Mr. Freeze so he can also live forever, like Mr. Freeze, and that guy is in that downloadable content, and it's like, he's like, you pass by his suit, and it's like the same suit that he wore in the animated series, and it's like, wow, that, just all around the world, that was our Batman.
It's so true.
But I mean, we've been watching Kevin Conroy play that part for
over 20 years.
Almost
25. But
yeah,
but over 20 years.
Almost 20 years. Yeah, been playing that part. Yeah, that's the voice I hear. But I hear that. Like, let's go to Justice. If I go to that Justice League show, I hear Kevin Conroy. I hear Tim Daly. I'm sorry.
I do hear Tim Daly.
Brian McKenzie from Father of the Bride. But I, I hear Tim Daly. Yeah. I hear Michael Rosenbaum.
Yep.
When I read The Flash, I can't remember the name of the woman who plays Wonder Woman.
Yeah,
but her voice is in my head too, mainly because I didn't grow up on Linda Carter. It was not a show that I didn't watch her show. Nope. So she's just not
right.
She's not in my realm the same way.
Mm-hmm.
But
no disrespect to Linda Carter, but
no disrespect whatsoever. No, she just out of those three original shows, she was the one that it just wasn't in syndication.
That's right.
Truthfully,
that's right.
That's why
we didn't have the opportunity to watch it. Yeah.
That's
right.
But
whereas George Reeves and Adam West were,
they were in syndication when we were growing up, so we watched them. But I hear all the Clancy Brown.
Clancy Brown. Lex. Yeah.
I hear David Warner for Ra's al Ghul, the guy who was the scientist from the second Ninja Turtles movie.
Like, really?
That's who played Ra's al Ghul in the animated series.
Oh, that's really, really.
And he was Billy Zane's bodyguard in Titanic.
That's right. That's right.
So even when Liam Neeson played him, and I was like, you were good, you were no David Warner.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's
yeah.
And it's got nothing to do with his acting chops. It's just like, it's a nostalgia.
It's a nostalgia.
It's really what it comes down to.
Argue that sometimes it is the acting.
I'm sorry, I meant not Liam Neeson's acting.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
I was going to say, don't you dare disrespect any of those actors.
I am not.
Clancy Brown was a trash actor.
Oh, that is absolutely, absolutely. I mean, it has nothing against Liam Neeson as not being a good enough actor. It's just you have that nostalgia, and you have that. You associate the character with that actor.
No, it's so... you're absolutely right.
And he did a phenomenal job on top of it.
Yeah. Oh, so good. All of them did such a great job. It's sad the show... I mean, sad the show only lasted 5 seasons. That's, like, tremendous for a cartoon.
For a cartoon,
that's an unbelievable
traction.
Yeah. The stories that we got out of that show, great.
Thoughts on the finale of that show?
The Dark Side one, where Superman's like, I live in a world of cardboard.
Yes.
Awesome.
And he finally cuts loose.
Awesome finale. I didn't think about it because it's a cartoon and I don't think about it the same way. He basically does the Zack Snyder Superman.
It's kind of true. Zack Snyder Superman. That's kind of true, yeah. True, I haven't thought about that just now.
Yeah, and yeah. So he basically that's what he does, and nobody... How does it really... I remember him punching Darkseid all the way through the buildings, but I don't remember...
There's a lot of destruction.
Lots of destruction. I don't remember exactly what happened to Darkseid at the end. Back to Apocalypse.
Yeah, somehow.
He exploded in energy. Something that would happen.
Some sci-fi superhero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That finale was not as good as the finale from the previous season where Flash runs around the world.
Yes.
A bunch of times and keeps punching Luther Brainiac.
That's right.
New Brainiac.
Yeah.
Brain Thor.
Yeah, sure.
Luthiak.
We'll go with Luthiak.
Luthiak, yeah. When he punches Luthiak.
Luthiak sounds like a prescription
drug. Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like a terrible...
Please ask your doctor if Luthiak is right for you.
Yeah. May cause you to have tyrannical take over the world syndrome. That finale was amazing. And then he almost disappears into the Speed Force, like Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. But then doesn't because of Wally.
That's right.
It's an
homage, but didn't quite. How about the episode where, you start to see the different realities bleed together, and like Hal Jordan shows up for a second?
Oh, that's the time traveling.
Is that episode?
That's the time. That's the one where Terry died. That's the one.
That one. Yeah, you're right. One. Yeah. You're right. Yes.
Hal Jordan, I'm caught up. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Just for that second, I still want to know where I know Hal Jordan because I started reading comics just about the time that he was resurrected and came back.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew who he was through my childhood.
Yep.
But I didn't know who John Storm. I didn't even think I knew who Wally West was. But I knew. I didn't know Barry, I think.
Oh, okay.
But I knew, I don't know. Now I'm confused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really speaks to how this stuff is all like, people say it all the time, but it's like the mythology of our age, of our generation, where this is just, it's just in the culture.
Yeah.
Everyone knows Superman and Kryptonite and Batman and the Batcave, and you know, the Joker. Like, everyone knows this stuff.
Everyone knows this. Like, it would be good going. Like, if you went back to ancient Greece, they're all going to know Zeus. Everyone knows Hercules.
Yeah.
Or Heracles, or, you know, if you're a history fan out there, Heracles was Greece.
That's right.
Hercules was Rome.
That's right.
So, every movie and TV show you've ever watched has lied to you. And it's becoming more and more.
Yeah,
like it is so much,
and it ties back to these movies that are coming out nowadays, it's like for us, it's like made for us.
Yeah,
and it's a really great time to be living through this, and like every 3 to 6 months, another movie based on something you grew up with.
Yep,
and you know it is coming out.
Yep, and it's great. The problem is that, and I guess. This could be the same way with the show. When watching the show was your first exposure, whatever else. When you start to say, which one's the right one for you?
Right. Which one is yours?
Which one's yours? Because you could have a conversation with somebody who say, let's say they saw the first Iron Man and they were like, wow, Tony Stark was captured in Afghanistan. That's terrible, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, well, actually, it was in Vietnam.
Yeah.
And you know, like, but does it doesn't matter, but it does. And right. Like, yeah. And I, so, but I mean, like, to a comic fan in the 90s watching that Batman show, because we're talking about Justice League, I'll use that one. You could be like, oh, that time that Wally West formed the Justice League, and then everyone from the like 60s, 70s, and 80s is going to be like, excuse you.
Yeah.
Barry Allen.
Yeah.
Formed the Justice League. Excuse you. Yep. Same idea.
Yep. Or even with Green Lantern, it's like, you know, go 5 years and it's a different Green Lantern suddenly, you know, like it's. And people get very, very, like when...
It's like your first Bond.
It really is. It really is.
Which one's your Green Lantern?
Yeah. Or your first Doctor. Like
Or your first Doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like when the...
Peter Capaldi is my first Doctor.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, when...
You maybe will be. I don't know. I've decided. Maybe I'll watch
the next episode. Give it a try.
I've tried all of them. All right.
That's another.
Technically, the Invisible Man from Heroes is whatever. Chris Eggleston is my first Doctor.
Who is in that HBO show, The Leftovers.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, I just started watching it. He's in it. Oh, my God. Cool. Chris Eggleston, the Doctor, and he's American.
Was also Malekith in Thor the Dark
World. Yes, that's right.
Yeah, right, under loads and loads of makeup, so not that you would know, but he was.
But he was there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But how do we get on that? Yeah, it's true. Like, you, Green Lantern, when Hal came back, all the Kyle fans were upset. And
that's true, because they grew up with Kyle.
Yeah.
Well, when Barry Allen came back, all the fans were upset. All the Wally
friends were upset. And they were like, wait, first Kyle, now Wally? Like, you know, it was...
Get rid of the originals.
Yeah. It's true. It's kind of like the reverse effects that people who were around
it's a reverse flash,
you might even say.
Okay. Well, I think we're going to leave it there at that bad pun.
I think so.
Yep. Excellent. Okay. Well, it's been fun chatting with you, as always.
Yes,
we'll probably continue to chat once this microphone is off.
Sounds good. All right. Cool. Well, for all of you out there,
we were in fact drinking beer.
Yeah. Cheers. So cheers.
This podcast is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. All character names, sound effects, and quotes are registered trademarks and/or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of Thought Bubble Audio Studios, unless otherwise indicated.